We are always courageous. Really? When I'm at 35,000 feet and there's a lot of turbulence and there's a sudden drop in cabin pressure, I'm not always so courageous. When my nieces and nephews push me to the very tippy top of the high dive and I look down, I'm not always that courageous. When I'm sitting in the dentist's chair and he's drilling on my cavity, I am not always so courageous. When I go to the doctor's office and the nurse comes with a needle made for a horse, I'm not always so courageous. When I have to give a sermon from time to time on a difficult moral issue, I'm not always so courageous. In today's second reading, in St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, St. Paul says, we are always courageous. And then he says it again. He says, we are courageous. We would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. I ask you, are you courageous? If the Lord asks you today to leave your body and go home to the Lord? St. Paul says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to render an account for what we did in this life, in the body, whether good or evil. I don't know about you, but I don't know how courageous I'll be when I'm standing before the judgment seat of Christ. So sorry, St. Paul, I humbly admit I'm not always courageous. How can St. Paul say this? How can he say we are always courageous? Perhaps it was because he knew, like so many of you know, Psalm 23. Psalm 23, you know it's the psalm about the good shepherd. You remember the line that goes, even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. Maybe that's why St. Paul can always and everywhere be courageous, because he knows that Christ the Good Shepherd is walking with him at every moment, that he doesn't have to fear anything because the Good Shepherd gives him courage. Maybe St. Paul can be always and everywhere courageous because he knows that he has the gifts of the Holy Spirit living within him. We teach all of our confirmandi preparing for confirmation to know the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you know that one of those seven gifts of the Holy Spirit is courage, sometimes translated as fortitude. Courage or fortitude. The Holy Spirit, God Himself, gives us courage. St. Thomas Aquinas says the gift of fortitude is knowing when to attack and when to endure an attack. The gift of courage or fortitude, in other words, allows us to endure difficult things, whether it be spiritual dryness or persecutions or even martyrdom. And the gift of courage allows us to fight when it's necessary for truth and justice, to fight against oppression, to fight for the life of the preborn child. Courage from God. So, this is why I think St. Paul said we are always courageous, because of the gift of fortitude from the Holy Spirit and because Jesus walks with us, we can be always courageous. My good friend, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, in her spiritual autobiography and in her letters and her poetry and prayers, for her, there's no room for discouragement. Get that? Discouragement. There's no room for discouragement in the spiritual life, she says. She says it's confidence and nothing but confidence, not discouragement. You know where she got that from? St. Paul, who says one chapter earlier in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, he says, through God's mercy, we don't give in to discouragement. And it was just 15 years ago that we would have read today's second reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 with a different translation. Rather than, "I am always courageous," in the old translation it said, "We are full of confidence." Confidence. Confidence. As St. Therese would say, nothing but confidence. As St. Paul says, we are always courageous. Now, I know when I look at myself and I'm lacking this virtue of courage, I know that I have to pray for it. Just like we do all the other virtues, right? If I need to pray for humility and patience and purity and charity and generosity and a spirit of thanksgiving, a spirit of forgiveness. There's all kinds of virtues, right? I need to pray for them. I need to ask for them. I need God to help me with whatever virtue I'm lacking. And in a homily on courage, I couldn't resist but thinking about that very popular movie, The Wizard of Oz. And I can't help but think of the lion, who is a big, fat, cowardly cat, rather than a mighty, courageous lion. The more that I think of it, all the characters in that movie lack something, don't they? The scarecrow lacks a mind, and the tin man lacks a heart, and Dorothy, she doesn't have a home. They all need something, and they all know that they can't get it themselves. Even together, this fast group of friends can't give each other what they need. They need to go to the great and powerful Oz to ask for these gifts. When they get there, they're all filled with fear, right? They're all lacking courage. They're all so scared because the great and powerful Oz is so mean. Well, it's kind of like our relationship with the great and powerful God. We can't get these virtues on our own by my own intelligence, by my own hard work, by my own absolute brilliant good looks. I have to ask for them. I have to beg for them. The good news is that God is not mean and angry like the Wizard of Oz. Our great and powerful God is merciful, kind, compassionate. He's waiting for us to ask. He can't wait to give us his mind. He can't wait to give us his heart. He promises to take us home. He promises to get us home to that eternal dwelling place he's prepared for each one of us. And he gives us the courage to get there as we muddle through our way this dark valley. And so I am absolutely confident and unafraid because the Lord Jesus is there with me at every moment with his rod and his staff that give me courage. St. Paul was right. In Christ Jesus, we are always courageous.